And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, June 9th edition. Hope you all had a good Thursday. Some interesting slates, like I said on the show yesterday and in the Discords. Rough-looking slates, and they played out as expected. We got 13 games for you on a Friday. There's two games that start before 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. They're on their own little two-game turbo slate. But 13-game main slate. Let's get cracking on the totals on this slate. Royals-Orioles, 8. Red Sox-Yankees, 8. Mets-Pirates, 9. Dodgers-Phillies, 9.5. Twins-Blue-Jays, 8.5. Astros-Guardians, 8. Nats-Braves, 10. A's-Brewers, 9.5. Marlins-White Sox, 8. Reds-Cardinals, 8.5. Padres-Rockies-Coors Field Special, 11. Mariners-Angels, 7.5. Cubs-Giants, 7.5. We actually have better pitching than we've had in the last few days, and that actually checks out because it's called a five-man rotation. This will happen from time to time. All right, starting out with your pitching on this 13-game slate, Gerrit Cole leads the way at $11,000. I will pass. He's been coming off a good start. I'm not going to get, don't get me wrong there, but overall, the skills have just not been great over the last five or six starts. I'll let him prove me different, and I'll save a few dollars and go elsewhere. Like Christian Javier at 10-8 is pretty solid. Three earned runs or less in like six or seven straight starts. He's putting up 20 points pretty much. I think he's a pretty good cash game play, honestly. Tournament, there might be some better ceiling plays for a little cheaper, but as a whole, Javier is not too bad. Facing a Cleveland team, though, 18.2% K rate, 241 average, 119 ISO versus righties over the last 3 weeks. So that part's not ideal. Really good floor with Javier. The ceiling hasn't been reached nearly enough for some other guys on this slate. You got Shohei Ohtani at 10-4. That is fine. But the guy I'm going to start out my lineups with is Luis Castillo at $9,800 against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. He's good for pretty much 20 points in a lot of his starts, especially the last three starts. He's gotten over 22. He had a stretch of like five or so starts where it was pretty rocky, but as a whole, his season numbers are still legit. 2.55 ERA, 0.98 xFIP, strikeouts are great, like a 23-something percent. K to walk has been outstanding. And he faces an Angels team that over the last 3 weeks, 24.3% K rate versus righties, 240 average, 188 ISO. So if I'm paying up for the pitcher tonight, it is Luis Castillo at $9,800 versus Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Going down cheaper, though, you know, Yuri Perez at $8,900 is very interesting. The thing with Yuri, he still walks too many guys. Only one his last outing, which is great. K's are there. He had five in his last time, but, you know, the previous two starts, 3-3, but four walks and three walks. That's been the biggest bugaboo. He's going to go five innings. If he goes past five, it's impressive. He's given up zero runs in his last two starts. That was awesome. But he's got to be darn near perfect. I loved him when he was like a mid-7K guy. The high 8K guy is a little tricky, especially against the White Sox. You know, not world beaters, probably no Eloy. They're 25% K rate, 207 average, 106 ISO over the last 3 weeks versus righties. Plays well for Yuri. He just doesn't go that deep into games for a guy that's almost $9,000 to get my money. Like, I'd rather get Marcus Stroman at $8,700 at the Giants. I'd rather play him coming off just four straight 20-plus point performances, six shutout innings with 6 Ks in his last start at San Diego. He had a complete game shutout against Tampa Bay with 8 Ks. So 14 Ks in his last two starts, 15 innings, no runs. That's been great. Two earned runs or less in four straight starts, 6 innings or more in all four of those starts. Strikeouts are usually his biggest issue, but if he's not letting runs up and he's going deeper into games, that is outstanding. Faces the Giants, who are playing well, but they still strike out a ton. Over the last 3 weeks, 27.3% K rate versus righties, 254 average, 153 ISO. Maybe have a Coors hangover as they come to town. That could play well also. So Marcus Stroman at 87, I like a lot behind Luis Castillo. Tyler Wells is one I hope gets overlooked. I hope he probably won't because people are getting sharper and sharper in the DFS streets. But Tyler Wells has been very, very good of late. Like 26, 23, 13, 15, 34, 15, 13, 23, 23. He's bringing a very, very solid floor to his matchups. Like literally probably 14-point floor with a lot of 20-point appeal. He's had seven or more Ks in five straight starts. He's gone at least five innings in all of those starts. Three earned runs or less in four or five starts. He's turning into a very, very solid pitcher at $8,300. Going up against a Royals team with a 25% K rate, 213 average, and 156 ISO versus right-handed pitches. I like Tyler Wells a lot tonight. I think there's a very good chance. Hopefully he's low-owned in this slate because people kind of look over Tyler Wells, and you got Marcus Stroman, you got Yu Darvish right below him, you got Logan Allen, you got these other options. I hope Tyler Wells gets overlooked. He might not. Like, again, tons of sharp people out there giving content, but he stands out in a big way at $8,300. Yu Darvish and Coors, I'll pass. Yeah, Logan Allen at home against the Astros, probably Yordan Alvarez less Astros. More of a floor cash type upside with Allen, not so much a GPP play, so I'll pass on that one. I'll go down to some other options here. You know, you say Kikuchi at 71, coming off 20 points his last time out, 14.5 the time before that. Maybe he's starting to figure it out. It's a big if. Going up against a beat-up Minnesota team, so you could look there if you want, but it's not ideal. At $6,800, though, I do like Daniel Lynch. This is one I will look to target here. He's made two starts. He's getting recalled over five innings in both starts, 300 runs or less in both starts, and six or more Ks in both starts. He's getting basically 15 points in both starts. I like that a ton. And he's going up against an Orioles team, obviously, no Cedric Mullins. It's in Baltimore, so all right-handed hitters are going to struggle with the big fence. They're striking out 20.5% of the time versus lefties over the last 3 weeks, only hitting 224 with the 135 ISO. So I think that plays very, very well for Daniel Lynch at $6,800. He'd be on my list for sure. And then you got A.J. Smith-Shawver making his MLB first start. He came out of the bullpen for two and a third shutout with 3 Ks a few days back for Atlanta. That got you 10 points alone. Now he's going up against the Washington Nationals. Distance in the game will be a question, but he was starting in the minors. He was going 5-6 innings in the minors. So I'm not too worried about that as long as he's efficient. Nats 18.6% K rate, 281 average, 157 ISO. They've been pesky. Smith-Shawver, $6,500, probably very popular on this slate, but I think he's 100% in play if you're looking for a punt. Adrian Hauser, $6,000, seven innings, one earned in his last start against Cincinnati in Great American Small Park. Only two strikeouts. That's a bit of a bummer, but he's putting up 18 or more points in three of his last four starts. Big fan of that. All three of those, or two of those three starts, were on the road. Now he's at home against Oakland in this one. An Oakland A's team that hit very well in Pittsburgh. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. But over the last 3 weeks, that's first lefties. Let's put righties on the board here real quick for the splits. Over the last 3 weeks, the Oakland Athletics, 24% carry, 226 average, 101 ISO, first right-handed pitching. So Hauser at 6K would be another one I definitely would look at. So recapping your pitching, there's a ton of options. You can make your cases for Javier and stuff. But if I'm going to narrow it down like I like to do for you guys, Luis Castillo at 98, Marcus Stroman at 87, really like Tyler Wells at 83, and then a few other cheapies for you. Daniel Lynch at 68, Smith-Shawver at 65, and Hauser at 6,000. So a lot of fun ways to go without having to break the bank in the pitching department, especially when there's better pitching, so bats will be more important to target the right ones, maybe have to spend a few bucks. Speaking of bats on this slate, let's start them off here. Catcher's position for you. Will Smith versus Ranger Suarez at 58 is very nice. Dodgers very much in play versus Ranger Suarez in this one, so don't mind Will Smith at 58. JT Realmuto versus Grove. This is a game stack, LA and Philadelphia. JTR is $5,100. I'm good with that. Some other options for you. Ben Lively got hit around a bit in his last time out. I don't think he's that good. Pitches a lot of contact. So if you want to look at some St. Louis bats, you're more than welcome to. Wilson Contreras is $4,700. He's been struggling, but you got that. William Contreras, Milwaukee, you got the lefty mole opening up, and then you got Medina coming in after him, the righty, the hard-throwing righty. So if you want to go Milwaukee, you can. William Contreras is $4,500. I like Sean Murphy and the Braves a ton. $4,300 for Sean Murphy. It's a bit of a discount, all things considered. Josiah Gray has been better this year, but still way too much contact. Fly balls will still be there. So Sean Murphy at $4,300 at home is a guy I like tonight. Gary Sanchez and Coors versus Austin Gomber, only $3,900 is too cheap, way too cheap. So that's probably your better catching option thus far as we preview the catcher's position. Francisco Alvarez double-donged on Thursday. He now has 10 homers the last month of baseball. He's $3,500 versus Rich Hill. So that's a very solid one with Francisco Alvarez. And then other than that, let's see where he's priced at. Did I pass him up? Patrick Bailey's day-to-day. That's why he's not playing. He's 3K versus Stroh. I like Stroh, though, so I don't know if I need to go there. Shane Langeliers versus Hauser. If you don't believe in Adrian Hauser, Langeliers at 25 is a good value. And I'm not opposed with targeting Hauser. He's still not striking everybody out, so whatever. Your value play, I'm just going to keep playing him, is Miguel Amaya. He's $2,400. He's DHing for the Cubs, 5, 4, 2, 26, 3. All right, since he's been called up, 5, 4, 2, 26. He's $2,400. He's dirt cheap, so I'm a fan of that in tournaments. First base for you, you got Freddie Freeman versus Ranger Suarez at 6 is fine. Matty Olson at $5,800 is very good versus Josiah Gray. Goldie's 56 versus Lively, like all those options for you. But when you slide on down a little farther, you got a few options. Spencer Steer versus Jordan Montgomery. Montgomery has been struggling a lot lately, so keep that in mind with Spencer Steer at $4,300. Going down even farther now, Nolan Jones and Coors, first base outfield, $3,900 versus Darvish. Nolan Jones has been playing outstanding, so I'll keep going to that well at $3,900. He's stealing bags, hitting some bombs. So yeah, we're a big, big fan of that situation. Cheaper plays here. You got Josh Naylor. No, not tonight. Andrew Vaughn versus Yuri Perez at 32 is interesting. If Perez scuffles, that could be a fun one for Andrew Vaughn. Vientos of the Mets, first base, third base. He's $2,800 versus Rich Hill. He'd be another guy I'd be cool looking at. But if you're fading Hauser, Ryan Noda at 26 is a phenomenal value. I like that a ton. That is a really, really good value. It's almost cash game viable even at $2,600 just because he walks and gets on base. He's the leading off. So really good look there for Ryan Noda at 2,600. And then other than that, where did he go? Gavin Sheets versus Yuri Perez at 22. He'd be another dude I wouldn't mind taking a look at. Second base for you on this slate, Mookie Betts at $6,200. That is a great play. Gleyber Torres hit a two-run homer on Thursday. So he's 52. That's not too bad. Thairo Estrada combo meal. We got Jonathan India at 49 versus Montgomery. You can go there. Nolan Gorman's been struggling a ton, but still a really good spot. He's still hitting third or fourth pretty much every day for the Cardinals. He's $4,800 versus Lively. So he's another one to take a peek at. Jose Altuve is $4,600 versus Logan Allen. But you guys should know me by now. We scroll, and then we get like to that 43 to 46 range. And here he is again. Ozzie Albies. He had a three-run walk-off home run on Thursday night. He's $4,400 versus Josiah Gray. That is a just great price tag for the hitter that Ozzie Albies is. I'm a fan of that price point in that setup. Cheaper plays, Andres Jimenez versus Javier. I just don't want to target Javier, but Jimenez has been heating up. That's why I wanted to bring him up. Just got done recording Bubba in the Blue, and we talked about Jimenez. So there's something to potentially like as he continues to hit right now. Casey Schmidt of the Giants is there, $3,300. Miguel Vargas versus Ranger Suarez at 32 is not too shabby. That's one you can circle. Going down below 3K now, though. It's going to be interesting, to say the least. Mike Massey, if you're not using Tyler Wells, Massey's a good value at 23. Luis Rengifo has been playing really well. It's Luis Castillo he's facing, though, so not as in love with fading that. Jace Peterson, talked about him recently. He's $2,200 versus Hauser. The A's are dirt cheap, as you'd expect, in a matchup with a guy that's been pitching to a ton of contact, so something to think about for sure. Third base for you here, you got Devers at 54, but Arenado at 52 we like. Machado and Coors versus Gomber at 52 could be just what Machado needs. McMahon's up to 51 versus Darvish. I still like that. I don't think anybody will roster him either with Machado there and Muncy right below, and especially with J-Ram, who triple-donged on Thursday right below that. But give me McMahon at 51. I'm good there. You got Austin Riley, who went 4-for-5 with a home run on Thursday. He's $4,800. So he's another guy, if you want to kind of skip the common ones. Riley's one I do like. But going down to 4K and below now, Candelario, if you're not into Smith-Shawver, Candyman's 4K. Royce Lewis is 38 versus Kikuchi. That's not a bad look. Jake Berger went deep again on Thursday with Eloy Jimenez's injury. Jake Berger should be slotted into the DH pretty regularly right now. So Jake Berger at $3,800 versus Yuri Perez is nice as well. So is Yoman Moncada, who went deep on Thursday. He's 36. I prefer Berger over Moncada. Both can be in play for you tonight. Going out of the low threes, into the twos. Mark Vientos at $2,800. Talked about his first base, third base eligible. He'd be one I definitely would look at. Other than that, Jace Peterson's 22. Jonah Bride's 21 of Oakland. Oakland's dirt cheap, and they are way more enticing than they should be right now. Shortstop, you got Bobby Witt Jr. at 57. Dude, 10 homers, 19 steals, playing great this season. Trey Turner at 56, good play versus Grove. Not many will play him. I don't mind Bo Bichette against Josiah Gray at 53 isn't too shabby either. But Francisco Lindor versus Hill at 46 is a decent value. McLean at 45 versus Montgomery. Carlos Correa went deep. He's $4,400 versus Kikuchi. That's good to see that Carlos Correa is still alive. Willie Adames is back, homered the other day. He's $4,200 versus Mole and Medina. That's a really good value for Adames. It's only his first game back when he went deep, but if that's the dude we're going to get, it was his first game back. He's been back for two games, is what I meant to say. If that's the Adames we're going to get, the guy Adames of old, $4,200 is way too cheap. So maybe take advantage of it while you can, is all I'm trying to say. Going down below 4K now, you got Royce Lewis again at 38. I'm on board with that. Ellie De La Cruz is up to 3,700. This is one of the fastest rises in price tags I've ever seen DK do. I'm impressed. Still about probably $1,500 too short, but Ellie De La Cruz at 37 versus Montgomery, 100% on board with that. So if you don't want to spend up at shortstop, you know where to go with Ellie De La Cruz. You got Ezekiel Tovar and Coors. Just play De La Cruz. I don't even feel like going any farther right now, but let's see if we find any real good values for you, because Day of the Cruise is already a value, all things considered. Yeah, there's not much else down here at this point in time unless something changes when lineups get released. All right, outfield position for you. You got the likes of Acuna at 65 is awesome. Tatis versus Gomber and Coors is only 64. That's pretty nice. Give me Bryce Harper at 63. I'm not a fan of this Michael Grove. I think Philadelphia gets things going. Mookie Betts at 62. I think it's a good game stack between Harper, I mean, between the Dodgers and the Phillies. You got Juan Soto and Coors at 61. Soto had 5 hits the other night, which is pretty darn impressive. The Red Hot Schwarbombs, Kyle Schwarber, is $5,600. That's a very good price tag, all things considered. And same with Just Dongs Martinez at 55. So if you don't want to pay for anybody in the 6K, Schwarber and JD are two guys I'd love to start with at 56 and 55. I think they're both very, very, very nice plays. Going down to below 5K now, Lubob's only 49 versus Yuri Perez. That is nice. Castellanos has been swinging a very hot stick. He's 49. Christian Yelich has been playing outstanding, and I think he gets overlooked because people will just see, oh, look, Mole, the lefty starting for the Dodgers, I mean, for the A's. He's opening, and then it's Luis Medina. So Christian Yelich at $4,800 could be a nice lower-owned play on this 13-game slate. Going down to the mid-4Ks now, you got the likes of Anthony Santander. Jared Kelenic is struggling. Randall Grichuk and Coors at 44. Brian De La Cruz, Miami versus Dylan Cease is a fun one with some of them. It's hard to full stack the fish, but like De La Cruz at 43, swinging a great bat. So we'll look at him for sure. We'll get to his buddy shortly. Going down farther, though, Nolan Jones down here at 39. Talked about him earlier. He's first base outfield eligible. Some other guys as you slide on down the list here. Dalton Varsho, no. Wow, it's pretty. There's a gap here, a gap, folks, of guys I'm just not in love with. Mickey Moniak, no. Estuary Ruiz is only 34 versus Hauser. That's very, very nice. Taylor Ward is back. Brent Rooker at 33 versus Hauser. Hazer is so cheap. This is scary. But De La Cruz is buddy. De La Cruz is $4,300. Jesus Sanchez is 33. I'll take Jesus all day long at that price. Love that price tag versus Dylan Cease. So enjoy some Jesus Sanchez at 33. MJ Melendez is starting to get going. Again, if you're not using Tyler Wells, who I think is a great player on this slate, if you're not using Tyler Wells, though, MJ Melendez at 31 is a very good price tag, especially in a DK format where you get rewarded for walks and then runs scored like that. He's going to get going here. I'm a believer in MJ at 31. I'd rather have Jesus Sanchez, but MJ Melendez is in a good spot in this matchup. Below 3K now, it's going to be a lot of minutia, but some interesting guys like Jonathan Davis is playing a ton for the fish, but I'm not in love with it. If you're somehow stacking, maybe. But he's a guy to keep an eye on over the weekend in certain matchups where he could definitely come into play. Corey Jolks should start playing more. I don't know if he plays against Logan Allen. He should, though. He's a right-handed bat. But he's been playing very, very well, so he could be a punt at 28 if you need it, hoping I don't need to go there on this slate. Will Benson of Cincinnati is 27. Don't hate that. If he's in the lineup, especially towards the top of the lineup, I would enjoy. Will Brennan against Javier, 24 is good. Joe Adell went deep. Brennan and Adell both went deep on Thursday. Adell's 24. Both tough matchups, Adell versus Castillo, Brennan versus Javier. But for punts you're in, one of my favorite punts will be my man Joey Weimer, $2,400 versus Mole Medina. Too cheap for Joey Weimer. Enjoy that value. He should be chalky. He probably won't be because it's 13 games, but that is a great play at that price point with Joey Weimer at $2,400. Other than that, check your lineups and see what pops up in the outfield. Recapping your pitching on this slate, my main guys, and again, there's other guys you can target. If you have questions, hit me up in the Discord. I'll help you out there. But Luis Castillo at 98, Stroman at 87, Tyler Wells at 83. And then for value, give me Daniel Lynch at 68, Smith Shaver at 65, and Adrian Hauser at 6,000. Not sure how much I love Hauser, the more I look at those A's, but those would be my six arms right there. They're like a ton. Looking at stacks on this slate, I'm looking at a Dodgers Phillies game stack. I like that quite a bit. That would be one to look at as we slide on over to the next set of games. Atlanta versus Josiah Gray. Love Milwaukee in their matchup. Oakland is looking attractive, especially for value. Like that value there. Marlins versus Cease, I'm on board with. You could go Cincinnati versus St. Louis. That's interesting. Who's pitching versus Cincy? Oh, Lyle. You could game stack that game potentially, but not one of my favorites. Want to game stack Coors. preferably the San Diego side, but both are in play. And then that's about it. So game stacking coolers, you could game stack Cincy, St. Louis, like Miami a lot. Oakland, Milwaukee game stack is a fun one. Atlanta's in play. Game stack Philadelphia Dodgers. So we'll see what the lineups look like. That'll help dictate things quite a bit. I'll have my cheat sheet. It's been off for the last couple of days. It'll be back for you on Friday. So if you have any questions, hit me up in the GTE Discord or on Twitter at BDentrek, BDENTREK. More importantly, I hope you all have a great weekend. I'll be back with you guys previewing Monday's slate as usual. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, June 9th edition in the books. Catch you guys next time.